The move to change Turkey's parliamentary system into a presidential one, paving the way for an executive president, is receiving strong opposition. While in its infancy in the form of a proposal, critics say that for one thing, the lack of a second chamber in the current parliamentary system leaves the door wide open to trouble under the proposed new one.
So essentially, you would have a parliament that's dominated by an AKP majority that appoints the Supreme Court, a president that also takes over as prime minister, who can't be impeached under any reasonable scenarios. He can't be recalled, and he has veto power on laws. And he too appoints part of the Supreme Court and other high justices, as well as the heads of all regulatory boards.
Yeşil Adar cites the proposed system as a strongman one and not presidential. But the opposition has also weighed in, condemning the proposal, saying it does little to add to the daily life of citizens.
This is a very dangerous initiative. It will not be to the favor of improving fundamental rights and freedoms in Turkey, and it will be yet another step to the erosion of democracy, accountability and transparency in Turkey.
While opponents of the move deride it, the Deputy Prime Minister, Bekir Bozdan, advocated that the move toward the presidential system was the right one, since it can establish strong leadership and create stability rather than disputes in the years ahead. Analysts and the public, however, see things differently.
People's complaints about politics, you look at the top 10 list, the parliamentary system is not there. Roughly a third of AKP voters, according to some polls, and a majority of voters of other parties think this is a very bad idea, and they don't really understand why we are even starting this exercise.
Under the AKP proposal, the president appoints ministers who would not be members of parliament. There would also no longer be parliamentary mechanisms such as confidence votes and censure motions. The proposal is expected to be sent to an all-party parliamentary commission formed after last year's election to work on a new charter. The latest move by the AKP has led to opponents saying that it smacks of self-preservation and self-service. And precisely because of this, they add, and not because it appears to be in service of the public, is why there could only be one end: self-defeat. Fabian Peer, Press TV, Istanbul.